って。
Alive or dead, I don't want her. 彼女はどうだったか。
It was while staying at the Jetavana that the Buddha told his story about a bhikkhu who was tempted by his former wife. A young man from a good family in Savatthi had left his wife and children to become a bhikkhu. There were so many bhikkhus who were senior to him that he was always at the end of the line.By the time his time came, all the delicious food had been served. He usually received no more than rice gruel with broken lumps of rice, stale chapatis or rotten vegetables. Even that was tossed at him hastily, and he had to sit with the samniras. Unable to survive on this fare,He took what he had gotten and went to his old house where he was greeted by his ex-wife.
Oh, Venerable sir, you shouldn't have to be careful like this. Let me tell you a bowl. I will empty it and serve you some of my delicious curry instead. Here you are, Venerable sir. Please enjoy your meal. Excuse me, I must go.To the back of the house.
Of course, madam. This is so delicious, I do not want to live here. I almost wish I could stay and enjoy food like this every day.
Well, Venerable, I hope you have enjoyed your meal.
Yes, madam, I have.バワドゥサバメンガランラカンドゥサバデヴァダサバブッダアヌバヴェナサバダンマアヌバヴェナサバサンガアヌバヴェナサラスキバワンドゥデ
Goodbye, Venerable sir. Please come again. I can see that he is tempted my delicious food. Perhaps I can get him to come back to me. Let me test him. Girl.
Yes, madam.
I want you to invite some of my friends in this palace for lunch tomorrow. Also, wait for a bullock cart to be brought to the house and have it waiting behind the front door.
The next day.
Madam, your guests are arriving and the bullock cart is ready.
Good. So my friend into the main room and let them begin eating. I will stay here in my chamber for a bit.
Yes, madam.Please come and eat. Madam, why be with you shortly?
Thank you. Oh, what lovely food.
How gracious.
Yes, my food at the door.
Greet kindly. I don't get him to pass on.
We are sorry, Venerable Sir, but there is no food for you today.
He's still here. He won't leave.
Let me see who it is. Oh, it is the father of my children. Venerable sir, let me take your bowl and give you some of this delicious food.
Vadu sabha mingala rakhandu sabha devada sabha buddha nubhavena sabha dhamma nubhavena sabha sangha nubhavena zara suthi bhavandu de.
Sir, you are now a well-disciplined bhikkhu. We have been living here since you left. But there is no proper household with the master. So we have decided to leave and to return to the country. We stood back in your practice. Please forgive us if we had done anything wrong by you.
No, see, is this so? Oh dear, what am I going to do?Oh dear, please don't go. I cannot live without you. I don't want to be a bhikkhu anymore. I will take back my rose and bow today. I will come back and live with you. Please.
Oh, thank you. I knew you loved me still. Yes, we can come home to meet and the children.We will be so happy together again.
Yes, please wait a little. I must go to Jetavana to give us my boat and rope.
Of course, darling. Please hurry back.
My friends, I am afraid that I must leave Jetavana.
What? You are going to this door?
Yes, I just came from my old house and...
Do you mean that you no longer want to be a bhikkhu because of your former wife?
I don't believe it.
Come, we must see the Buddha at once.
Parvesa, this bhikkhu said that he wants to leave the order.
Is it true, brother, that you are ready to give up the holy life?
Yes, Vanarvesa, it is true.
What has caused you to feel this way?
I have met my former wife and my passion for her has been rekindled.
Brother, that woman is an evil threat to you. In former times, she was also a source of great danger for you. Once, because of her, you even had your head cut off. Let me tell you a story of the past.
Long, long ago, when Brahmadatta was reigning in Varanasi, the Bodhisattva was born in a village of Kasi, and his parents visited an astrologer who got his horoscope.
This baby is destined to become a thief.
Years passed, and the boy grew up to be a strong young man.
Oh dear, what the astrologer said was true. Our son has become a thief.
Yes, and he is a very good one. I've heard that he has broken in a lot of houses.
My dear, it is a terrible. He dug it. The houses of worthy merchants. It has made up with the grateful Jews. I wonder where he is hiding out.
All I know is that he is notorious for his daring and his great strength, and it seems that no one can catch him.
I heard that so many people had complained to the king that he has ordered the governor to arrest him without pay. The governor has offered the site silver reward for his capture and stationed soldier in all the likely places. I'm so worried.
At last, the thief made a mistake, fell into a trap, and was caught red-handed.
Well, young man, at last your career has come to an end. Everyone knows who you are and what you have done. There's no need for a trial. God, bend his arms tightly behind his back. Hand a red candle flower around his neck. Sprinkle black dust on his head. March him to the third gate of the city and cut off his head.
At every crossroads, the procession stopped, and he was beaten with whips. All along the way, some folks gathered to watch. Everyone was relieved, overjoyed that the thief who had threatened the city had been captured at last. At the procession past the palace, a famous courtesan named Samar happened to lean out an open window on the upper floor.
Look at that man. He is so handsome. Even a fetus, his dance head and shoulders above his skirt. I love him. How can I get him released? I wonder what I can do.
Samar was the most successful courtesan in Varanasi. She counted among her clients all the important men of the city, including the king. Her favors were so sought after that she regularly received 1,000 guineas for a single night.
Come here.
Yes, please.
Here's a 1,000 coin. Go to the governor and tell him that the who is being executed is Sama's dearly beloved brother. Give him the money and ask him as a favor to Sama. to allow his prisoner to escape.
Yes, madam.
Your Excellency, the thief who is being executed is Soma's dearly beloved brother. My mistress asked that as a favor to her. You please allow your prisoner to escape.
Oh dear, this is a notorious criminal. I can't simply let him go free. But if I have another man as a substitute, I could put the thief in a covered carriage and send him to Sama.
Thank you, Your Excellency. Good day. My dear, I'm glad you came back so quickly. What did the governor say?
He said that because the thief was so well known, he could not simply let him go free. But if he had another man to execute in his place, he could put the thief in a covered carriage and send him to you.
Oh, that is very interesting. I wonder who could replace him. Someone is here. See who it is.
Madam, it is a young merchant who visits you almost every day. I'm sure he is quite enamored of you.
Wonderful. Give me a moment. I compose myself, then show him in.
Yes, madam.
Study summer. I have missed you so much.
Oh dear.
My dear summer, what's the matter? Why do you weep?
My lord, the thief who was just captured is my brother. He never visited me because people told him that I follow lottery, but I love him dearly. I appealed to the governor and he volunteered to let my brother go free if I gave him 1,000 coins. Now I have the money, but I can't find anyone to take it to the governor for me.
Darling Summer, you know how much I care for you. I would do anything for you. Please let me deliver the money. I can't take it and hurry right back.
Oh dear, that is so sweet. I would be so happy if you took the money to the governor.
Of course, darling. I will be a minute. Just wait for me. Quick, I must see the governor.
This way, sir. Your Excellency, a young man is here to see you.
Come in, sir. What can I do for you?
Your Excellency, I have come from Sama. She would like to offer you this 1,000 coins in return for.
Stop teasing him!
Wait! Sama wants!
I know what Sama wants, and she's very kind to send me this second bag of money. And you are a fool for bringing it to me. Stop! Take off his clothes and bring the thief.
What do you mean? What are you doing? No! Stop!
After having the demon a chain clothes, the governor sent the thief, as he had promised to Sama, and hid the merchant in a secret cell.
Everyone knows what the thief looks like, so I can't send this young man out now. I will have to figure out how to put him to death after it gets dark. Guards, please announce that the execution will be unavoidably delayed.
Finally, everyone gave up waiting and returned home. At midnight, with only a few torches lighting the execution site, the governor had the young merchant beheaded. The next morning, the populace found the body exposed as a warning.
Look, the thief was executed last night.
At last, we are safe.
It's too bad we couldn't have witnessed the execution.
You children had better behave, or this is what will happen to you.
From that day, Sama refused offers from other men and spent all her time with the thief. She lavished her affection on him and buffoned him with varied luxury, but she never let him out of her sight.
This woman is dangerous. She says she loves me, but I'm in a very precarious position. I know that I can't trust her. If she falls in love with someone else, she will betray me just like she did that other fellow. She would have me killed without a second thought. My only hope is to escape. I better begin thinking about how I can get away. First, I will secretly collect send off her jewels so that I don't leave empty-handed. My dear, since I'm right here, we have stayed indoors like cicadas in a cage. Let's go outside and enjoy ourselves in the garden.
That's a wonderful idea. Come, prepare a picnic lunch with plenty of delicious dishes. Now, darling, just wait a few minutes. Let me get dressed and put on my jewels. I'll be ready very quickly. Oh, how exciting. Tell the servant to get the clothes carried ready. I know just the secluded garden where we can go and play.
In the garden, they spent several happy hours chasing each other and rolling on the grass. Suddenly, the thief grabbed Sama and pulled her into a thicket of Ganawera bushes.
Come here, darling, and give me a kiss.
Darling, don't pull me so tight.
The tighter, the better.
No, I can't breathe.
That's too bad, isn't it? I think she'll never wake up. Let me take all her jewels and put them in the bag with the rest. Now I'm off. Goodbye, Summer. Good riddance. You think less rash.
As agile as a fleeing deer, he leapt over the wall and disappeared. Some time later.
Oh, where am I? What happened? Where is my husband?
Yes, madam. What is it?
What has become of your master? Where did he go?
We do not know, madam. We haven't seen the young lord.
Oh dear, he must have zombies there, and his bandit ran away. Of course, he took my jewels because he didn't have any money of his own. Oh my poor darling, I will not lie on my soft cold couch, and we'll live in mourning until I have set eye on you again. Please come back soon.
True to her word, she gave her back and began sleeping on the floor. She wore only rush clothing, stopping using perfumes, lotions, and cosmetics, and limited herself to only one meal a day. Did a means to find her lover and to bring him back. Sama sent for a troop of attendants.
What can we do for you, madam?
Here's a 1,000 coin. Take your performance everywhere, to every village, town, and city. Everywhere you go, to every crowd, sing this song. It was the joyous springtime, with trees and shrubs brightly flowering. From her soul, summer has awakened. Now summer lives for you alone. If my husband is in the crowd, he will hear this song and he will speak to you. When you meet him, tell him I am rare and ask him to come back with you. If you bring him back, I will give you a rich reward. If he refuses, then bring me back his message. Here is more money to cover your expenses. Off you go.
From Varanasi, the actors traveled throughout Kashi. They performed in even the smallest village and hamlet. At last, they reached the border and set up their stage in a remote village of thieves. As they had done with every performance, they concluded by singing.
It was the joyous springtime,
with tree in sorrow brightly flowing.
From our soon summer has awakened.
No summer lives in summer lives for you alone.
You say that summer is alive, but I do not believe it. The dead do not come back to life.
Sama is not dead, nor was she ever so.
She told us to tell you that she has not allowed
any man to take your place waiting for you. She lives in mourning.
She sleeps on the floor and wears wretched clothing. She no longer uses any makeup and she takes only 1 year a day.
She swears, sir, that she loves you and you alone.
Whether she's alive or dead, I don't want her. Sama is figures and has a ruined eye. She once cast off a faithful man, and she has betrayed me too, if I hadn't fled.
The actors immediately returned to Varanasi and reported to Sama exactly what the thief had said. All hope gone, she regretfully resumed her old way of life.
Having concluded his story, the Buddha taught the Dhamma, and the backsliding bhikkhu attained the first path. Then the Buddha identified the bird.
At that time, this bhikkhu was the rich young merchant. His former wife was Sama, and I was the thief.